that's flat.
Stock market's flat as we get started today. Dow's up about 7 points. I'm Bob Clark. It's time for our stock and business report now with Pablo Spenagopoulos from Cetera Advisors Network. And Pablo, the long-anticipated Brexit scheduled to take place next week on Halloween, October 31st. The question is, will it really happen, and will it matter to all of us investing on this side of the pond?
Yeah, the pond, I guess that's what we call the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's been 200 years plus, 1776 exactly, since we revolted against England, taxation without representation. Our two countries have a mutually beneficial relationship, of course, World War One and World War Two. Against the European Union, the Brexit architect, Freedom Party founder Nigel Farage, wants a divorce from the nanny European Union, where Brussels dictates how many refugees UK must accept, as well as the nitpicky regulations they must follow. The UK was one of the original founders, Bob, of the European Community in 1973, so we might see an end to this 26-year-old marriage.
Okay, and if the UK does leave the EU next week, it will be the first country to break away. Now, one thing that will make it less traumatic, according to some people, is they will keep their currency, the pound, instead of converting to the euro. So how will this all play out?
Well, it's been good. I mean, the good news for them is they kept the pound. It's been a, you know, basically economic union, not a monetary union for Great Britain and the United Kingdom. Again, it might play out like 2016, Bob. It was a year of political shockers. This year could be a repeat. Again, we saw the first shock when 52% of British voters voted to leave the European Union, something nobody in the media expected. According to the BBC, Nigel Farage is the man in the pub image, a disdain for political correctness, and inspired the British man on the street and enraged the left-leaning EU-supporting British press. Again, 3 months later, a second shocker happened, Bob, and you remember that, right? The outspoken populist named Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Now, what will be the implications for the world stock markets if they leave the EU without a deal?
Well, there could be some volatility. Again, you know, we're talking about today more impeachment information, right? So, you know, there could be more volatility there. The media here and in the UK has dubbed it as a financial Armageddon. Again, that's fear-mongering language used for the Brexit in 2016. Again, people across the globe are tired of being told what they have to do and providing public assistance to whom. Again, they're all tired of having sovereignty in the hands of central planners who don't have a common person's best interest, and instead of dictating the rules and regulations that hurt competition and enrich the socialist supporters. So, Bob, we'll see.
All right, so does that include what is happening in Hong Kong as well? Is it a worldwide phenomenon?
It is. You see this populist movement. It's sweeping across the world. Again, central planners is a worldwide phenomenon, too, as well. Again, we'll see it spread. American flags are being waved in Hong Kong. You know, Francis Scott Key would be proud, right?
All right. So, either,
my dad.
Yeah. So either scenario, no deal Brexit or Brexit, is positive for capitalism and thus a good thing for world equity markets in the long run, you believe, correct?
Yes. There'll be a lot of volatility, but a lot of potential positives out there will help. You know, we'll see a messy Brexit, possibly, but things will get sorted out, and we recommend being cautiously optimistic going into this last quarter.
All right, how does one both be cautious and optimistic on something like this?
Well, have a bare barbell approach. Again, keep short-term bonds. Look for the undervalued, underloved sectors of the economy, like energy and industrials. We've seen emerging market countries like Vietnam and Malaysia benefit from Beijing's loosening of their ironclad grip on the supply chain. We've already seen the effects of the China economic slowdown the last quarter here. Again, be bold, keep your allocation in precious metals. Gold is the one investment that will benefit from events with this volatility and, again, this uncertainty, especially if we have a repeat of 2018.
All right, Pavlos, how does everyone reach you and your team this week?
You reach us locally, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can also read on our website and listen to our YouTube video about the three reasons the bull market will continue to run. And also want to mention, Bob, that my lovely wife, Nicolette, will be there with you next week talking about insurance.
Okay.
And I also want to tell everybody the United made it to the playoffs, right? We kind of backed in with a little help from our friends.
Right.
The game will be tomorrow night. They're playing Sacramento, so let's all cheer on our professional team that made it to the playoffs, United. And lastly, I want to mention securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, enjoy having my wife there next week.
Okay.
And all of our listeners could hear somebody different.
Okay. All right, Pavlos. Thank you very much.